how we're going to build what I like to call a conscious core, because Pilates gives us a really nice framework. But from there, we want to be able to take that information and that strength we're building and adapt it into other types of exercise or activities we do, or just our lifestyle in general. Before we get into more details about the core, there is a way I want to lay this out, giving you a framework. And I'm saying this because this is what really helped me start to understand how my body moved and functioned, and I think it could really help you too. And that is, when we're starting to learn about our body and when we're starting to build a new skill, we want to sort of think about it as how we would progress through learning a new language or teaching someone how to read or write. What we'd want to do first is learn our letters, the shapes of them, and also the sounds they each make. Then after we know our individual letters, we'd want to pair them together, putting two letters together, and what those sounds would make. Then eventually we can start to form very small words, and then small sentences, and then a little bit more complicated sentences, and then complex sentences. And as our skills grow and as our understanding grows, we can start to form paragraphs and short stories and novels and so on. So that's how I want you to kind of think about learning about your own body today as we do this deep dive. Is the first thing we're going to learn is really the shape of our core. And then we're going to learn why Pilates is so effective in helping us strengthen our core. And then the last way is we're going to learn how Pilates is able to help us support our body, develop our core strength even further, and continue developing it for life. Now, I'm not saying that we all need to become masters at how our bodies move and the mechanics of them, but what I am saying is that even just a small little extra piece of knowledge is really going to help you receive so much more benefit out of every exercise you do and every class you take. And we all want to be efficient with our time, right? So this is really like that less is more thought process, or quality over quantity, because when you really know how to build your core strength, how to work it well, then you don't have to do hundreds of core exercises or spend hours doing them throughout the week. Like, I'm totally exaggerating, but you know what I mean. When it comes to core strengthening, when you really have a full understanding, a little goes a long way. Now, again, we're going to use Pilates as our building block and as our foundation, but really where this is going to take us to is how we're going to build what I like to call a conscious core, because Pilates gives us a really nice framework. But from there, we want to be able to take that information and that strength we're building and adapt it into other types of exercise or activities we do, or just our lifestyle in general. And really that's the main goal, is we're building this strength of our core specifically because we want it to be able to translate into other areas of our life. So whether you're doing Pilates frequently, or you're doing other movement type training, or maybe you're doing, you know, weightlifting, or you're walking, or you're running, or you're hiking, no matter what, this initial core strength that you're going to learn through Pilates is something you can use in many, many aspects of your life. Now, one other important thing to keep in mind as I'm talking you through this today is that my reference point is going to be from my own training in a contemporary Pilates approach. Now, if you were to talk to someone from a more classical training background, they may tell you some other details that I'm not going to go into. And there are a few differences between classical Pilates and contemporary Pilates, but we're not going to go into those details today. What I want you to understand, though, is that contemporary Pilates has taken the classical Pilates exercises, kept their integrity, but have upgraded them or updated them to reflect more of the latest scientific research and findings that we know now about the human body. Whereas classical Pilates instructors are going to maintain that original classical Pilates method. And again, we're going to get into that maybe in a different episode, but right now let's get focused on building core strength. So maybe you're familiar with Pilates or maybe you're not, but most often people do find their way into Pilates through a few different avenues. One being they want to build core strength, so they come. Second one being maybe they were referred by a physician or as post rehab for them to continue building on what they've been working on with their physical therapist. And the third way could be maybe you are a dancer, you're doing like cross training, and you want to explore how Pilates could help you. But those are usually the ways that people come into Pilates. And whatever way you get to Pilates is fantastic. And what I will say is that absolutely yes. If you associate core strength with Pilates, then you are on the right track and in the right frame of mind, because that was Joseph Pilates' almost number one focus, was creating what he called the powerhouse or the core. And he would do this a lot through centering and through breathing. So before we get into more of those details, I want to tell you the three ways that we are going to look at building core strength. So first, we're going to have the awareness piece, and we're really going to look at what is the core made up of anatomically, and how do I know if my core is working well or it's being trained effectively? The second topic is, why does Pilates train the core so well? And the third topic is how. So we're going to go through the what, why, and how of building core strength efficiently and effectively and safely with the Pilates method. Okay, so getting into our first topic today, the question is, we're going to go through the what. So what is the core? And along with this first topic, I also want to give you some tips on how would I know if my core is working well? That means, is it being trained effectively? Is it being trained efficiently? Or maybe it's being undertrained. Now, we do need to know a little bit of anatomy here, and that's really going to help you understand your core. So if you're looking at your core, or you're thinking about your core from the outside, and then we're going to focus on going inward, we've got four layers of core muscles. So I'm going to start from the outside layer first, the one you can see visibly and the one you can touch. Now, a lot of you are going to know this or recognize this as your six-pack muscle. This is called your rectus abdominis, and it is the most surface layer abdominal muscle. It's right below the skin. You can touch it. You can see it, and it runs vertically up and down the front of your body. So it goes from your rib cage, like bottom of your breastbone, down to the pubic bone. And we can see if that's developed well, right? But just because you can see someone's, you know, six pack, quote unquote, or core muscles that are strong, that actually doesn't tell the whole story. That doesn't show the whole picture, because we've got another layer under that. And those are going to be your external obliques. Now, the external obliques, they run from your bottom ribs and they run down into this big sheet of fascia into your center and kind of down onto the pelvis. And they run diagonally downward. Then you've got your internal obliques, and those go from your pelvis to your rib cage, and they also run diagonally but in a slightly different direction. And then the very deepest layer of abdominals that you have is called your transverse abdominis. Now, I want you to remember the transverse abdominis. A lot of times people call it the TA for short, but we're going to be focusing a lot on this transverse abdominis because this muscle is the one that most people forget about and is the one that is very, very important when we're talking about building initial core strength. Now, before we get into a little bit more about the abdominals, I want to talk about how you would know if your core is well trained effectively and efficiently and how to tell. So here's an example for you. I have been teaching for a very long time, many bodies, many different types of people from all fitness levels, from athletes to someone that's never really done any sort of specific body work to strengthen their body. Now, I love to always talk about how I have many times had somebody come into the studio that I was working at, and from the outside visually, I could tell they were pretty fit. They were pretty in shape. So, you know, I would start my session with them and maybe I'd start to take them into some core strengthening exercises. And the moment that I put them in the position that I want them to be in and to stay in that position or perform the exercise, what may happen is I see a loss of stability or a loss of support through the abdominal muscles. Now, this can look anything like shaking, or they just plain come out of the position, or there is that doming or coning-like shape that's going on right there in the center of their abdomen, or I may see that they're compensating with other parts of their body. Maybe they're getting a lot of neck tension, or their shoulders are coming up, or their hip flexors are gripping, or their legs are coming further away from their chest or closer to their chest. There's a lot of indicators here. So maybe you're someone that has tried a class before or tried to do something at home and you've experienced some of these issues as well. It could even be like lower back tension happening, right? So those would all be examples of indicators that perhaps our abdominal muscles aren't as strong or maybe just aren't as trained effectively as they really need to be. And no fault of your own, because a lot of trainers don't actually understand how to cue or to really look for good core engagement. They just know the exercises. So this is something that I think is really prominent, is that learning and understanding about your body is very different than just doing an exercise. So maybe that's you, and maybe you've done, you know, a core strengthening series or a class in person or online, and you don't feel so great afterward. Well, again, that's no fault of your own. That just may mean that either the instructor hasn't cued you well through the exercise, or you may just need to have a little bit more of a base or awareness or understanding about how your core works. And this is also something I want to point out, is that not every instructor knows this information either. Not every type of training is going to instruct their instructors to train and to really be able to cue somebody well into these exercises. And or they just don't have the anatomy training or even the experience to know how to fix it or how to help you. And also, I totally understand, we all want to be efficient with our time. So most of us don't really want to take the time to learn how our core works or to learn what we need to do in order to make it work well or get it to work well and function well. So I will say that it might feel like a little bit like you're backtracking when you're first learning about how to build initial strength of your core and awareness and understanding, but I promise you it will be so worth it, because the way you're going to feel in your classes is going to change massively. I can also use myself as an example here, because although I had danced my whole life, I had been athletic my whole life, and I'd even taken some Pilates classes for a couple semesters in college and mat classes for cross training for dance, it wasn't until I took the training that I have that I found such a deep appreciation for my core, how it worked. I wasn't even properly activating it well. I didn't actually understand how it worked. And I think this is really unfortunate, because if we don't know how our own bodies work, how are we going to be able to continue working them and moving them for life? So that is why I think it is so important to have a little bit of knowledge and awareness of your core. This has also happened to many athletes that I've worked with, from gymnasts to runners to triathletes. There is just not this basic understanding of how the core works and how we can effectively build strength through it to support us in every activity we want to do. Now let's get into the second piece of this podcast, which is the why. Now we're going to talk about why Pilates is so effective in building core strength. Now, if you know a little bit about Pilates, you know that breathing is really the first component that you're going to learn in a class or learn with an instructor one-on-one. And the reason for that being is because with the exhale and with the entire breath pattern that is emphasized in Pilates, what we're doing is recruiting, we're activating that deepest layer of abdominal muscles, that transverse abdominis that I mentioned earlier. But through that breathing, Pilates is doing more than strengthen just your core. It's activating what we call this inner unit of support, or what we could say is like the deep stabilizers of the torso. So those stabilizers being your diaphragm, your pelvic floor, your multifidi, and your transverse abdominis. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole mechanics of the breathing right now. I just want you to know that when you are being taught the breathing in a class from an instructor one-on-one, or again in a class setting, they are emphasizing the breathing for a very specific reason. Now, our transverse abdominis functions differently than our other abdominal muscles. So the other ones, the rectus abdominis, the internal and external obliques, they actually move parts of our body. They move bones around, and they also support us. But the transverse abdominis doesn't actually move any part of your body, because those muscle fibers, they wrap around your body from front to back, so they're going horizontally. And when those muscle fibers activate and are recruited, what they're doing is creating like a hugging sensation around your body. Some people might call it a bracing sensation around your body, but it is a deep, deep stabilizer. Now, this is important, because when you are able to effectively and accurately recruit that transverse abdominis at various levels, because you don't always need the transverse abdominis working 100%, and we don't always want it to be working 0%, we want it to be able to reflect the task at hand or the exercise at hand that we're doing. So again, when the transverse abdominis is activated with an exhale, an active exhalation, there will also be co-contractions of other muscles as well, which I mentioned earlier, but not going into detail about today. But when that transverse abdominis is activated or recruited first and trained well, then all the other layers of abdominals are also going to be able to function well, and we're going to be able to regulate our intra-abdominal pressure much, much better. The intra-abdominal pressure, if you're not familiar with, is the pressure that's in your torso, like your canister of your abdomen, and it's from the diaphragm, the pelvic floor, that's like the roof, and then the floor is the pelvic floor, and then your transverse abdominis is like the walls. I actually think of it more like a yurt. And then the multifidi that runs along your spine in various sections is like your beam of support. That's what I like to think about, or you can think of it as like a seam. So when those muscles are all working well, they're being recruited well, then we don't have that coning that might happen in the abdomen or kind of bulging look that can happen right in the center. Now, this breath recruitment and this stabilization is what makes Pilates so effective in strengthening your core muscles from the inside to the outside layers. This is also why it's great for things like postpartum rehabilitation, for anyone with spinal issues, or maybe they're coming out of a post-rehab situation. It's a very supportive method, and it helps you to become stronger from inside, which is gonna help with all your joint stabilization. So here's how you can apply this in your next class you take, or even other movement-based classes this can apply to, this principle can be useful, is before you take any movement, see if for a split second before you move your body into the exercise, if you can start your exhale. Because what that exhale does, it's going to recruit that internal support system. So again, it's going to be pelvic floor, transverse abdominis, multifidi, diaphragm functioning well. Then you're going to be able to move with a lot more stability and awareness of that support throughout your core. So this is what really makes Pilates so effective, is everyone thinks, oh my gosh, there's just tons of core exercises in a Pilates class. Well, not necessarily. I mean, yes, there are, but not necessarily, because every time you're breathing, you are training your deepest layer of your core muscles, which it's kind of like a misnomer, because the transverse abdominis is labeled in the respiratory muscle category if you were to study anatomy. So it's kind of its own type of abdominal muscle, but it is referenced in the abdominals because it's at the abdomen region of your body, right? So this is what really makes Pilates so effective, is that work from the inside to the outside, and that practically every exercise you do is coming from a sense of core stabilization or core work that's happening. Now, when you're taking your class, it's not like you have to always be thinking about your breath, because what typically happens and how I typically frame my classes is we start with breathing, very conscious breathing at different levels and different efforts. And that's already going to teach our body to innately turn on this deep support system. So that way, when we get into more complicated exercises, more challenging exercises, we're not really having to think about that breath activation recruitment. It's already automatically happening. And when you do have a core that's been trained really well and effectively, then your core, it's actually functioning the whole time. It's always regulating the amount of work it needs to do throughout the day. But this is why I call it a conscious core, because we want to first be able to consciously connect to our core, so that way when we're unconsciously living our lives, that the core is already functioning well and supporting us. So the third topic, or the third piece of this podcast in talking about our core strengthening, is the how. So how does Pilates help us build a strong core effectively? Now, we talked about the what, which is the anatomy and how do we know if our core isn't functioning well. We talked about the why, and that's really in that breath activation and that deepest support system layer turning on when we're breathing. And then the how is in the exercises that we do after we've built that initial awareness and strength of our core through breathing. So something Pilates does so, so well is it takes you through a variety of positions. So you're not only going to be doing core strengthening work from your back, but you're going to be doing it from your side, from your stomach, hands and knees, side lying, standing up, kneeling. There is a variety of positions, and we start typically, now I'm just saying this typically like in a classical Pilates class, or say if you were just new starting out, let's start from there. If you were a new student of Pilates and you were just starting out, you would typically learn this core recruitment, activation, and awareness by lying on your back. And then you would progress from there. But in a very well-rounded Pilates class, you're doing a variety of positions, unless you're doing a very short class with a specific focus to it. Now, again, this is just where I have to say that if you take from a classical Pilates instructor versus a contemporary Pilates instructor, they're going to look different, and that's totally fine. But again, I'm coming from that contemporary Pilates approach that's also blended with a little bit more experience of my own background as well from dance and other athletics, and just from people I've trained throughout the years. So you're going to be placed in a variety of positions. You're going to have a variety of challenges placed upon your core. We're going to work the core three-dimensionally when you're taking a Pilates class. So that way you're having different types of loads onto your core, your abdomen, or your body in general, whether that be from gravity, which is typically what you're going to do in a Pilates class when you're first starting out. So you're going to use body weight, and gravity is going to be what is pressing on your body and creating resistance. You're going to be learning how to work the core concentrically, which means the muscles are shortening, contracting, or eccentrically, which means they're elongating, contracting, or it could be isometrically, where it's holding, contracting, so the muscle fibers don't change. There's also going to be a variety of movements in your Pilates class. You're going to do rounding up exercises, so that's called flexion. You're going to be doing where you arch your back, that's called extension. You might do some side-to-side movements, side bending, that's your lateral flexion. And then sometimes you're going to do rotation, which are the obliques as well. And sometimes you're just going to hold the position, and that's that isometric work, and that's where we really want to have that nice, secure, hugging sensation of our abdomen from the inside to the outside. There will also be exercises where you have different points of initiation. So sometimes you're gonna be moving from the top of your core, so where your rib cage is, down to the pelvis, or the reverse, from the pelvis to the rib cage. And that can happen in rotation, that could happen in side bending, or a combination of all these different movements. You're also gonna have exercises where both your legs are off the floor, or you're rounding your upper body off the floor, or you're on hands and knees and one arm's reaching forward, one arm's reaching back. So these are all different challenges that are going to be created for the core through Pilates exercises. And then on top of all that, you're going to have different types of work. It could be endurance type of work. It could be mobility work. It could be stabilization work. It could be coordination work. So there is a very multifaceted, multi-layered approach when it comes to core strengthening and core training in your Pilates classes. And in all these examples, this is where knowing and understanding how you can recruit your abdominal muscles to the level and effort that you need to be able to recruit them for the exercise is what's really going to help you build that sustainable, conscious core strength. Because along with all these exercises, you're going to learn what position that you need to be in to effectively build that strength. Now, again, I'm a contemporary Pilates approach teacher, which means I don't believe in one specific position for the pelvis or how to work the abdominals is going to be best for everyone. That is a very individual decision. And this is something I teach a lot in my classes, is how to know if you need one position over the other. So commonly it would be a neutral pelvis or a slightly posteriorly tilted pelvis. And this is where Pilates is really helpful, because it's going to teach you what pelvic position is going to work best for you. And that's not a permanent thing, because our bodies adapt and change and fluctuate a lot just depending on where we're at in our lives. So some days you might be good in a neutral position for a certain exercise, but maybe the next day or a week later, you're going to need to be in a slightly posteriorly tilted position. Again, we're not going to go into a lot of detail about that today. I'm going to save that for another episode. But there's a lot of intentionality that is designed in a Pilates class to help you understand how to build the most effective effective strengthening for your specific body, which is something I absolutely love because, again, it's never a one-size-fits-all approach. So again, this is really what's going to build that effective, efficient, and also safe training for your core. And it's something that I love. And again, this is why I emphasize in my classes, especially in these groundwork classes that I teach, this is your base layer. You have to have a good understanding of how your body moves, how it functions, how you're recruiting your muscles, this muscle patterning and muscle sequencing that's happening before you can get to that next step, right? So the groundwork classes for me on Modern Body are really where you're gonna learn your letters, your small words, your small sentences. Then you get into these awaken classes and then you're gonna start to learn how to build more complex sentences and maybe some paragraphs. And then when you get to embody classes, now this is where you're starting to write novels and short stories and you're creatively writing. But you can only get there because you have a solid foundation here in the groundwork classes. And this is cyclical. It's not that, you know, one day you just get to a place where you're always going to do the hard exercises or the challenging exercises. No, that's actually such a myth because if you talk to anyone who's a master at their craft, whether they're a writer or a painter or an actor or a vocalist, they always start with their base, their warm-ups, right? Those are going to be their foundational elements of their craft. So for us as people who are taking classes, it's breathing, making sure we've got that good initial recruitment of the abdominals. Then it's an understanding of what position does my pelvis need to be in or where do my abdominals need to be working to support my body. And then we go into the next step. How do we work on maybe a little bit more and a little bit more? We're adding on more layers of challenge and complexity and endurance building as we're starting to create this stronger, more effective core. And this is, again, what I really start to call the conscious core that we're building because we want to have that core to be able to support us consciously when we're doing our exercises, but also unconsciously, which is already designed to do. It's already meant to support us all the time. But sometimes what happens is we get a little disconnected from our body. We get a little disassociated. So it's really nice to reestablish or establish for the first time that connection back into your core. And this is what I think Pilates does so well and so effectively. So we talked a lot about the core in that episode. So to recap for you, here's what we did. We looked at the what, why, and how of building core strength effectively. So the first topic we did was the what. So what are the core muscles? What do they do? And then also what we added into that is how would I know if my core was well trained or was effectively trained? And how would I know if maybe it's not quite as strong as I want it to be? And what can I do about it? Then the second topic was the why. So why does Pilates train the core so effectively? Well, we talked about the breathing, right? And how the breathing recruits that deepest layer of abdominal muscles. And that way, when you go into a class, in a Pilates class specifically, or it could be other movement-based classes, that we want to see if maybe we could start our exhale breath for a split second before we move our body, because that's going to turn on that transverse abdominis, that deepest layer of abdominal muscles, and provide that hugging, slight kind of bracing sensation around the waist. And then from there, our other three core muscles or abdominal muscles can work more effectively. And the last part of this is that, again, I use Pilates as my entry point and my framework for teaching clients and members about how to build a strong core because it gives a really nice structured approach. But what we want to do is really take that information and be able to apply it into all these other facets of our life. So whether it's doing strength training, we're walking, we're hiking, we're preparing for a trip, or it's just our daily life, we're picking up our child from the ground, we're changing them, getting them out of the crib. We want our core to feel strong and connected and to be conscious of it at all times when the time is called for. Because honestly, I'm not sitting here right now thinking about like how my core is working. I'm just thinking about talking to you right now. So it's not something I have to think about 24/7. I don't want to stress you out about that. But what I do want you to know is that you don't have to do tons and tons of core exercises to build this strengthening. This is quality training over quantity training. So it's always better kind of to do the less is more approach when you're first getting started. And don't be afraid to maybe go back into learning a little bit more about how your core works. So even if you're someone that's taken a lot of Pilates classes before, I've experienced this as an instructor. I'll have a new client walk into the studio or the studio I used to work at, or maybe they're seeing me virtually. And I always like to get to know their body a little bit. I have them start breathing. I'm looking at those mechanics. And I oftentimes have people say to me afterward, wow, that felt so different, or I've never heard it explained like that before, or that was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Well, that's because maybe you haven't had the instruction that has really helped you connect and understand how your core works. So I hope you walk away with a little bit more information about your core, how it supports you, and how you can build effective core strength at any phase of your life. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're interested in learning more about how to strengthen your core or more about Pilates in general, then you can go to modernbonnie.io and learn a little bit more about what classes we have to offer to help you build a conscious core. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you got something out of this that you can apply into your next class or next type of activity that you do. And I will be back next week.